There's been concerns expressed about the lack of specific family law experience that some of the recently appointed judges to the Family Court and the Federal Circuit Court bring to the role. The former chair of the Family Law Section of the Law Council of Australia, Wendy Kaler-Thompson, believes outcomes could be skewed if these cases are heard by inexperienced judges. Wendy Kaler-Thompson is speaking here with Damien Carrick.
So what we know already is that we've had a long time now of the Federal Circuit Court where some of the judges appointed to the Federal Circuit Court by successive governments have had significant family law backgrounds, which is fantastic. But there are many who haven't had any family law background. And what we know is some of the outcomes have been less than optimal for families, more appeals from those judges, people settling on the door of the court because they're told by their lawyers, I can't guarantee you what's going to happen before this judge.
They're unpredictable.
Absolutely unpredictable. In a fantastically well-resourced system, we may well be able to cope with that. But in a system where people have waited 3 years for a final hearing before a judge and spent a lot of money, they want a predictable result.
So you're saying people shouldn't be learning on the job?
I suppose I am saying that, yes. I mean, we just don't have that luxury at the moment for that to occur. And I frankly think that families in Australia deserve better than that.
Okay, there's certainly disquiet within the ranks of the judiciary. A few months ago in a farewell speech, family court judge, Brisbane-based family court judge Peter Murphy had some very harsh words. He took aim at what he described as, quote, finger puppet appointments. And he said, quote, merit is observable. It is not found refracted through the prism of party political favours. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Surely there are pros, advantages in bringing people who have a fresh approach, fresh skills. They don't have the blinkers on. People who've been in the family law game for many, many years will only have it one way of doing things or a limited way of doing things. Maybe there are other forms of experience and expertise which could be brought to this field. How would you respond to that?
Oh, I think that we do have some really successful judges in the family law courts who have not come strictly from a family law background, but who have come from a legal background in other jurisdictions where the similar skills are needed. So, for instance, lawyers who come from a crime background, who've been used to dealing day-to-day with issues of violence, they've been dealing directly with litigants who directly deal with the court, not corporations, have been successful. But it's a very different thing if you've spent your whole legal career acting for corporate organisations. You've never met a victim of family violence before. You've never met a perpetrator of family violence before. You don't know about the intricacies of drug abuse and misuse. Now, when people are legally represented, there's a bit of protection. But for the people who are unrepresented, there is no protection for them.
I wasn't there. I didn't hear him. But it sounds like Family Court Judge Peter Murphy was white hot with anger. Are they emotions that you have come across in your dealings with your colleagues?
I think that it's fair to say that the last 18 months have been a deeply political and divided period. It's actually been quite unifying, actually, for the family law profession. We've gone back to our roots and remembered why it is that we do this work and why we love it and what's important to the people that we act for. Some of the comments that His Honour made, I think, should be seen in a broader context because there was also other debate about political appointments to other courts and tribunals, not just the family court. But I think there is a sense that particularly the coalition government does not pay proper heed to how vital it is to have a specialised family court, how lucky we've been in Australia to have that, and how we have to nurture it, and how important that is for Australian families. And so for people who've dedicated their lives to family law, it's pretty difficult to take, and I think that's where the anger comes from.
It certainly is vital. It needs to be protected and supported. That's Wendy Kaler-Thompson, former chair of the Family Law Section of the Law Council of Australia, speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear more about the challenges facing the family law system and the Law Reform Commission's radical blueprint for the sector on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN, or, of course, anytime on the ABC Listen app.